Asia and Oceania, episode number 14. Today is the 9th of December 2020, and I'm your host, Melanie. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is Bangladesh tourism. This episode is brought to you by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it, most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may however choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. Bangladesh has a long history as a tourist attraction due to its rich cultural and historical heritage. These facts and characteristics have made Bangladesh a suitable destination for the local population. Bangladesh is a densely populated country in the world, with 170 million people on 147,000 square kilometers of land. In the region of Bangladesh near Khulna there is Sundarban, the largest mangrove forest in the world. The Kuakata, locally known as Sagar Kanya, is the most popular tourist destination in Bangladesh and the second largest tourist attraction in Asia. Kuakata is a popular tourist attraction in Bangladesh and with an area of 1.5 million square kilometers, the largest mangrove forest in the world. Bangladesh offers many tourist attractions, including rolling tea gardens and logs, but what really catches the eye are the historic red earth temples and bees. Geographically, Bangladesh is a low-lying country, hills and mountains, and the ramifications of the Ganges Delta dominate much of its territory. A nice example from the Mughal period is the fort of Aurangabad, which is actually the unfulfilled dream of a M. Hughes prince. In the middle of one of Bangladesh's most famous tourist attractions, Dhaka, stands the southwestern part of this ancient city, occupied by a series of ancient fortifications, some dating back to the 16th century. The Sundarbans are a nature reserve and harbor vast jungles and forests that once covered the Gangean plain. The monsoon is the best place to visit this region, as its numerous rivers and canals become full of water and when nature turns very green, monsoon rains are a good place to visit. This national park includes some of the most beautiful landscapes in the country, such as the Ganges River Valley and the Chittagong Valley. Check out the Barisal Backwater Tour to experience the life and culture of Barisal and look for exotic locations. If you are planning a trip to Bangladesh, you should come to Barisal as it is one of the best places in the country to visit. During your holiday, explore the various tourist destinations of Bangladesh in the best possible way. There are a number of hotels, restaurants, hotels and tourist attractions in Bangladesh that will delight the most discerning traveler. Although Bangladesh has many attractive tourist attractions, information about them is not readily available, says Dr. Shafiqur Rahman, Director of Tourism Department of Bangladesh Tourism Development Authority. For example, travel to the Dhaka of the country and to certain places around the capital is only possible via Bangla-dominated blogs such as the Bangladeshi Tourist Guide. For decades, tourists have been attracted by the beauty of Bangladesh's nature and the variety of tourist attractions and attractions in the city. Dr. Sakia suggests that authorities add more information about the country's tourist attractions, such as Dhaka International Airport, to make travel easier for foreigners. Traveling to Bangladesh is an opportunity to experience it with a real sense of adventure, and when you do, share your experiences that you can make when traveling to Bangladesh and help other travelers. If you are traveling in a country without an established tourist infrastructure off the beaten track, visit one of the country's main tourist attractions, such as Dhaka International Airport. This post has been viewed by a large number of people and was last updated in January 2020, so please try to keep it as up to date as possible to help. As an untouristy destination, Bangladesh is vulnerable to the kind of tourist fraud that is common in neighboring India. On the other hand, it also lacks the infrastructure of neighboring India, so traveling can be hard work. Traffic conditions are basic at best, and roads can either be dirt or traffic is poor in some places, especially in Dhaka and more. In the transportation sector, we see some of Bangladesh's most popular tourist attractions, such as the National Stadium and the International Airport. There is no tourism, fraud is carried out here and people are generally happy to see tourists, especially in rural areas outside Dhaka. English is not spoken often, which can make the experience of tourism a little more difficult for some people in Bangladesh. Here are the 13 best places in Bangladesh not to be missed, and some of the country's most popular tourist attractions. Tourism experts estimate that if the blockade continues, the world will lose $97.05 billion and Bangladesh will lose around $2.5 billion in tourism revenue. Read what travelers say about their experiences in Bangladesh and don't be surprised if Bangladesh's tourism industry suffers from terrorist attacks. Research shows that people who are directly or indirectly employed in the tourism and hospitality sectors are at risk of losing their jobs. While the whole country is in lockdown, the number of tourists in Bangladesh's tourism industry and tourism in general is close to zero. This is all for today, friends. My name is Melanie and this was episode 14 of Asia and Oceania. See ya next time. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may however choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today.